Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is a conservative candidate for mayor in the city of Albany, Joe Sullivan. And Joe is going to talk a little bit about the city budget and what's happening with the Albany County landfill. So, hi, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. Nice to be with you. It's a lovely morning.
Thank you. So the primary was last week. Were you surprised at the outcome?
No, but you can say I was disappointed.
Okay, but
Albany desperately needs a change.
So out of the three candidates who ran, Who would you have placed as your first choice to oppose?
Well, frankly, one reason that the turnout turned out the way it was is all three candidates are longtime active political officials in the city of Albany, and they're fairly much the same. So when you have a situation like that, people tend to stick with the incumbent, because why change if candidate two and three are just mirror images of candidate one? But as far as if you ask me, I would have preferred Frank Commisso Jr.
It's been written a couple of days ago about the landfill. Can you talk a little bit about that and what it means to the state, to the city budget?
Well, first of all, let's look at the city budget for a minute. The mayor, by law, has to produce a balanced city budget, hopefully balanced, by October 1st and submit it to the council, and the common council will then vote on it by the end of October.
Right.
I don't believe the mayor has a balanced budget. And then what happens is the land situation that you talk about, we're talking about the 353 acres that Mayor Jennings purchased a few years back in the town of Queemans, right near the thruway. And that was going to be a landfill site to help take the pressure off the closing of the Albany landfill. But
uh-huh.
What's happened is that land has languished now. There's been lots of roadblocks. There was opposition. People talked about the environment and DEC. So they kind of put a clamp on using that site as a landfill. And then what happened is DEC was going to buy the acreage for $3.5 million plus and use it as a nature preserve. Well, that hasn't materialized either. So what's happened now, that land is sitting there. And remember, Mayor Jennings paid $5.2 million of taxpayer money for those parcels. Now,
uh-huh.
What's come up Saturday in the Times Union, you probably saw the article where the Mayor Sheehan is contemplating selling that land. And she's only going to be selling it for a fraction of what the land is worth. Approximately, she wants to sell it for about $500,000. Now, that's a lot different
mm-hmm.
than $5.2 million. And that's not a wise
mm-hmm.
business decision. Land is valuable. It never goes down in value. So that shows me that it's an act of desperation by Mayor Sheehan to try to come up with a balanced budget. Now, she'll never have a balanced budget. You know why? Because of her insistence on declaring that Albany is a sanctuary city to harbor refugees and illegal aliens, people that have snuck across the border, violated our laws, our sovereignty. And as a result, it's coming down the pike. Albany is not only going to lose an estimated $7 million, it turns out to be tens of millions of dollars annually, including the when you look at the Albany Housing Authority. So the result is that Albany is never going to have a balanced budget as long as Mayor Sheehan insists upon Albany being declared a sanctuary city. So
now,
Common Council has to step up to the plate on that. Yes?
You're running for mayor on the conservative line.
Right. And the first thing I would do, go ahead with your question. I don't want to talk over you. Yes, go ahead.
Mark Robinson is going to be running for Common Council president on the conservative line. And one of the things that you have spoken to him about is the fact that the administration has more or less thrown black people under the bus to embrace the immigrants that are coming in here. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. I would give the new Democratic Party minority are refugees. So blacks are being pushed to the back of the bus by the local Democratic organization. And the reason I say that, and the Exhibit A, is the North Albany K-8 school. It was the only K-8 school left in the city of Albany, and it was primarily attended by black students who live in the vicinity of that school. Now, what's happened is the school board has taken that away as a K-8 school and turned it into a special school for non-English-speaking refugees. Now, not only is that a bad move for our local citizens, people that were born here, to cater to people who weren't born here, that's a wrong approach. But it's also a wrong approach because you're having a situation where the school board is out of control. And that's why I'm advocating mayoral control of the city schools. I think that the city government and the city schools should be consolidated. There should be one property tax roll to support both the schools and the city government services. And the mayor should be accountable and responsible for the operation of the schools. If I become mayor, I would go back to the old system like Mayor Corning had. He had a three-member body that oversaw the operation of the Albany schools, and they worked fine. So my choice of three members for that body would be well-qualified people, former Mayor Jerry Jennings, former Principal Ed Trant, and former Principal Jerry Spicer, all people who have tremendous accumulated experience in the operation of the schools. And the schools have to go back to basics, reading, writing, an understanding of history, our Constitution, and life skills, learning fundamental life skills. And then for the people that really want to go on to college, there should be an academic diploma. For those who are not able to or not willing or don't want to go to college, they should be going through apprenticeships, learning trades and skills that will enable them to earn a living in real life. So that's where I stand.
Well, let's talk a little bit about parties. And I think this is a very important issue. Now, you're running as a conservative, and the majority, a lot of the people in Albany are still registered Democrat.
Right.
So when it comes time for a primary or to vote in the general, that would be their first choice. And that first choice does not necessarily mean that particular candidate has the best interest of the people in mind. How do you break through that mindset and said, there should be no party affiliations, that it's governing that's important? How do you get that concept to the people who will be voting?
Well, I think we're at that point now where people are they're slowly realizing that political parties, when the Constitution was established, there was no provision for political parties. They came along later. Now,
right.
What you have is the situation in Albany. The Democratic Party, what the local residents have to realize, is that the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of Daniel O'Connell and Erastus Corning. And the mayor has recognized that and said as much when she was interviewed last week by the Times Union. She said that. This is the new Democratic Party. And really, the new Democratic Party is controlled by people whose political ideology is, frankly, Marxist. This business about a welcoming city and collectivism. You can see that with the Green Party candidate, Dan Platt. He advocates collectivism. These are all Marxist ideas that have failed the world over. Now, we're about liberty, and we're about individual freedoms and individualism. And so people have to wake up that this local election, even though it's a small blip on the political screen, it is a chance to change direction of the city of Albany. We've got to really go back to some fundamentals. We've got to have the rule of law and order. We can't have protesters running amok like they have in recent years in the city of Albany and not being prosecuted for it. Protesters are fine as long as they are peaceful and orderly, but once they turn to violence and obstructing traffic, burning and looting, no, they have to be brought to jail and prosecuted. So this Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party that's in the best interest of the people. Now, just as a historical note, the late Dan O'Connell actually was instrumental in establishing the Conservative Party. And you'll find that one reason why people in Albany, Democrats, will cross over at times and vote for someone on a conservative line is because of that heritage. It's there in their subconscious. And also, the Conservative Party stands for the basic principles of our country, why we were founded, for liberty and for the Constitution. So we've got to get back to basics and law and order. We've got to look out for the people. When you look back in the days of Dan O'Connell and Erastus Corning, they were responsive to the people. They didn't try to rule the people. They helped people out when times were tough. So we've got to get back to the basics. And I think that a lot of Democrats actually realize that, but they stay home because they haven't had a candidate to vote for. And that's the case in the primary, Democratic primary. If some Democrat had the courage to stand up and say the things that I'm saying, they would have swept the primary because the turnout would have been huge.
There were 17,000 people who voted, which is a big number for a primary in the city of Albany, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went
right
to the polls, and I saw who voted. And a lot of people that voted are the new Democrats, you know. And so what you're doing is, by bringing in the refugee population and so forth, and pandering and catering to them, putting them on the welfare rolls, providing them housing and free medical care and services, the Democratic Party organization that exists today is building its base through a special interest group. And I saw evidence of that when I looked at who was voting. People came in and couldn't even speak English. Like, I tried to address one person and help her out, and we couldn't communicate at all.
So the premise of our talk today is the landfill.
Yes.
So people lost $4.5 million. The taxpayer
well, not
was
yet.
Four and
the,
a half.
See, the ball, Cynthia, is in the Common Council's court. In fact, you've got a lame duck Common Council for all practical purposes. Common Council has largely been a Me Too rubber stamp for the mayor. We see that last year when they passed a budget by a 12-3 vote that had a $12.5 million shortfall gap in the budget, and yet they passed it. That's irresponsible.
Uh-huh.
So there has to be more independence for the people on the Common Council. And I don't see that happening because far too many of the incumbents got reelected. In fact, they weren't even challenged in many cases. So we're going to have to deal with the same kind of mindset in the Common Council. Now, they've got to make some real hard decisions about the future of this city. I don't think the Common Council collectively is up to it. They just simply follow the leader, and they get their little favors and perks out of it. They get jobs for their relatives and things like that. So they're content with that little niche. And then on a broader scale, getting back to your question about political parties and possibly being obsolete, there's an article written just recently, The Party's Over. And the author of that article talked about both the Democratic and Republican parties don't realize it, but they're finished. They're over.
Right.
So it's going to get back. It's going to have to come back to what you suggested in the beginning. People are going to have to look for, you have to have real qualified candidates run for office, and the people have to support the best qualified candidates for the positions that they're running for. Now, that takes work on the part of it. Pardon?
Right. I spoke to a friend of mine last night, and she was saying that she was surprised at the turnout when she just got her bill for the school and her taxes went up, and she couldn't understand why people would still toe the line when they're at an economic disadvantage.
That's correct. Well, she's going to be more surprised because if the Sheehan administration is returned to power in the November election, hold on to your hat, because there are going to be more tax increases. Look at the city schools. Now we have co-principals. Bad enough you have one principal per school, but now we have co-principals, and then we have special schools for non-English-speaking people. Well, nuts. These people, if they come to America, they should, like all the immigrants that came here before, the Italians, the Poles, the Germans, they learned to speak English, and they wanted to be Americans. And part of the problem is with the new immigrants, as they're called, not only are many of them illegal, most of them really don't love America. They don't even, our culture is foreign to them. Our political system is foreign to them. They have different views, and they're not here to assimilate in our society. They're here to set up their little enclaves, and more, some of the groups want to take America over. And the voters have to realize this. This is a very crucial time in our history, in the city and the country.
So we will talk again on other issues as they relate to the mayoral race. So
going to be a lot of issues, yes.
Okay. Off the top of your head, what do you think some of them will be?
Well, we've just touched on them. First of all, is Albany a sanctuary city or is it not? If I'm elected mayor, I will execute my first act would be to execute an executive order saying that the city of Albany is, or declaring that the city of Albany is not a sanctuary city. We're a law and order city, and I would direct the police chief and the police department to cooperate with the federal authorities in enforcing U.S. immigration law. So we'd establish ourselves firmly, because you can't have people in office that are lawbreakers. When you look at the people that support sanctuary cities, be they the mayor or the common council members, they are lawbreakers. They're setting a bad example. So that's a primary issue. Another issue is the rezone Albany, which the mayor rammed through the Common Council in May with, again, a 12-3 vote. Sounds like a magical number all the time. So the rezone Albany has to be repealed. It makes no sense to destroy the city tax base. And what would happen here, the uptown single-family residential zone neighborhoods, she's allowing mixed-use development. Around the corner, we have a large house, and this is a prime residential neighborhood right off of Scotland Avenue, Lenox Avenue, prime house with five bedrooms. Who bought it? An Asian fellow. And he's not going to live there. He intends to make it a dormitory for foreign students. Now, that doesn't belong in a prime residential neighborhood. What's going to do, it's going to drive out all the neighbors. They're going to sell their houses and get out of here. And then if you have a real extended flight of homeowners from this area, the tax base is going to collapse. And then who's going to support the city schools and city services? So that rezone Albany repeal is crucial. In the meantime, there should be a moratorium on it right now. I understand that Mark Robinson is going to introduce at the next meeting of the Common Council his moratorium resolution. You know, set it aside until the new mayor and the new Common Council and president of the Common Council take office. And then let's look about amending it or completely repealing it. So you have that. That is a primary issue. We also have emergency disaster preparedness. We see the disasters that are down in Texas and Florida. Well, our turn is coming. And what we face here is winter seasons. And if you had a complete knockout of the power grid, how many people would die and freeze during the January and February in this area? So people have to be, and government can't save the people. They have to begin to save themselves. They should be setting aside and preparing for any emergency that comes our way. So that's an important issue. And as far as the police department, they're here to maintain law and order. They're not here to be our buddies. They're not here to flip hamburgers for us or to play soccer with us. That's got to end.
So we shall talk. We'll talk again as issues do arise. But I want to extend an invitation to both Dan Platt, Green Party candidate for mayor, and also to Kathy Sheehan, the incumbent mayor in the city of Albany. And I want to invite them both on to talk about the issues that you have raised in this interview. So you've been listening to Joe Sullivan, conservative candidate for mayor. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. And most important, if you're living in the city of Albany, please listen to WCAA 107.3 on your dial. And if you're interested, become part of the WCAA family. Thank you, Joe. We shall talk again. Have a good day.
Thank
you, Cindy. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.